woke up this morning, my hangover was not as bad as it has ever been. When I looked out the window, the bright sunshine was not the most offensive thing I have ever seen. Children were playing in the back close. The laughter rang out sweetly, and it did not cut through me like a knife. On the whole, I was not appalled by distant conversation, but song in general, signs of life. I could see the art and the graffiti on the wall, and I thought to myself, and found that they were empty, save at least enough coffee for a cup. And those coins on my tabletop, enough to buy me breakfast and a scratch card with which to try my luck. Sure enough, I won a little cash, and with credit on my phone, I made a long overdue call to an old friend. Soon the alcohol was flowing, till eventually we staggered home to start the cycle up all over again. And I could see the art and the graffiti on the wall, and I thought to myself, maybe there's a future after all. Now when I was a boy, we all feared the atom bomb. No 4-minute warning would save us in the end. With those big sticks no longer waved, we acted like we'd all been saved. Now they're back, maybe we should start panicking again. But really, what is there to fear? Gone in time, but now we're here with more to ponder on than what leaves us undone. Like, where's our next drink coming from? Are we right or are we wrong? Or will we ever feel like we belong? And I can see the art and the graffiti on the wall, and I'm thinking to myself, maybe there's a future after all. Sometimes we're better off just forgetting all of those inconvenient truths that we know. Ignoring life's futility, that's the way for you and me. Keep our blinkers on and go with the flow. When I woke up this morning, my hangover was not as bad as it has ever been. When I looked out the window, the bright sunshine was not the most offensive thing